At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And it's time for us to literally zigzag into another edition of Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. Pun absolutely intended. So my next guest, you may remember joining us on the program last August. We welcome back return guests. They market one of the most widely sold cannabis-adjacent products on the market. And we're happy to welcome back the folks from Turning Point Brands, the makers of Zigzag, Lorenzo DiPlano, Vice President, and Eric Anwar, Senior Director of Marketing of Turning Point Brands, back to Blunt Business. Thanks for joining us, guys. Appreciate you having you back.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
So it's almost been a year. Last August we spoke, and your team has not stopped with the new products. I want to just go and highlight on a couple of those right now. So you've just started recently with your highly anticipated rose cones and wraps. You've also launched a collection most recently of terpene cones made from premium hemp and infused with hand-selected terpenes that offer the best flavor profile pairing. Before we get to the flavor profiles, talk to me about the direction being taken to hemp. We know we talked about hemp wraps that you did last time on the program, and that's, you know, how I wanted to see how that took off so far and how these new line of products in the hemp field are going for you.
Glad to be here. It's been exciting. A lot of updates since the last time we were on. With respect to kind of the new products we have, we've really taken a focus over the last year and a half on expanding the brand that Zigzag is and kind of the different types of assortments of products that are there. So with rose cones, for example, you know, that product is really geared and designed to be, you know, a unique new approach to the cone products, right? So what we're trying to do there is elevate the brand and give it kind of a more premium aesthetic and mm-hmm. feel, and also give something, add a little bit more creativity into the mix, right? I think that, you know, cones are a great product. They're a historical product. Same thing with papers, right? They've been around for, you know, some say hundreds of years. I know for, in the case of Zigzag, it's getting close to 140 years now. So, you know, with that, we really want to take some new movements forward and take on a new approach, right? And so I think with, you know, the terpene cones, we really see that as a way to enhance the flavor of the overall products that we sell, as well as enhance the overall profile and the level of sophistication of the actual papers that we sell. Similarly, rose cones, you know, we see that as a very experiential product, a product that offers consumers a new type of organic material that they can consume when they're using our products, which we think is really, really exciting. And the experience is elevated overall. I mean, you know, the rose cones, when you use them, there's a reason they cost more. There's a reason they're a premium product. And so as we come up with new accessories as well, such as the new Zigzag grinder that we did as a partnership with Flower Mill and other different types of cannabis adjacent products, we're really excited to see kind of how the brand develops in the next couple of months.
Yeah, the cones, well, with the way they're put together, talk to me about when it comes to those, about the burnability and just how well they kind of absorb when you go ahead and put them under a flame. And because it looks like it's a little more stability, I guess you could say, a little more durability when it comes to when you're packing it in and you're putting it ready for pre-rolling it for what you want to use it for. That slow burn.
Yeah, absolutely. So the really enriching thing about the rose cones, number one, is because of the constitution of the rose petals that we source from, and our partner in that project actually sources all of their rose petals from Central and South American countries. And so what we do and what that really does to the overall experience is, number one, it creates an ultra slow burn, which is fantastic. And the other really cool, fun thing is it creates like an olfactory experience that is very different from the traditional experience of using other types of papers and cone products. And the combination of those two things, I think, delivers something that's a little bit more unique over the traditional paper cone. And obviously the cost is more because we're basically making those things by hand. And in making them by hand, we're basically rolling petals from different roses onto the actual cones themselves and constructing those from the ground up. Mm-hmm. So very different dynamic, much slower burn, much stronger olfactory experience. And overall, I think just a truly exceptional product that I personally love.
Let's talk about the flavor profiles, because you definitely picked some flavors that were it's different and pretty distinctive. Granddaddy Perp, Limoncello, Shortcake, and Clementine. So for those who might not be too familiar necessarily with some of those flavors and what they are made of, can you give us a little bit of background?
Yeah, absolutely. So the terpene cones, those basically were really constructed off of some of the, we looked at, hundreds of different terpene profiles. And after looking at all these different terpene profiles, we basically did some studies and some research on which ones were more popular with consumers and which ones weren't. And after doing a lot of that research, we basically whittled it down to a group of, I'd say, 10 or 20 different flavor profiles. And from there, we really said, look, we could go with the very obvious terpene flavor profiles that you see that are much more common. But we decided we want to take a little bit more of a dynamic and risky approach. We wanted to have flavors that were both creative and new and kind of fresh. And it's really an experiment because we're one of the first companies to be going actively into actually implementing terpenes into the cones themselves. And what we've done is not only did we implement them into normal cones, we actually implemented them into hemp cones. So that's really dynamic. Whereas traditionally people would have flavored hemp wraps or flavored hemp cones, we actually embedded the terpenes into the hemp cones themselves. So not only are you getting the benefit of being able to get it by a cone product, you're getting a cone product that's also in a hemp wrap and simultaneously is also infused with terpenes. Right. So it's a very exciting, I think, product. It's one of the first of its kind. Other people have terpene like adhesives that you can imbue onto your cones or papers. We're the first company, or one of the first companies, I believe, unless somebody came out with something in the last month or two, with terpene infused hemp wraps. So it's really exciting. And I think that people are going to be really excited to try out these flavors and terpenes.
And that's the thing, is that, and I wasn't going to bring anything about it, but we know that the craze of vaping, and obviously Zig-Zag also has been a part of that, with the fact that there's all the different flavors, it's not just that. It's also, if you have people that are doing, going to a Kava lounge, the flavors they're wanting to have off of pipe, or what they're going to have when they go ahead and go to a store, they want to go and grab, wrappers of a certain flavor. The flavor profiles have become more important, and that's what really leads into what you have here with the cones and the wraps you do now. And now you're just having to go and create some different flavors that might not be so familiar when you're talking about limoncello or you're talking about clementine. So, also the thing, too, is that everybody always concerns about, especially when it comes to edibles and things like that, about how much flavor you get out of that that's going to enhance, and how you kind of take away where that flavor, as you're ingesting it, is going to be more of that flavor you're going to get from it as opposed to the smoke.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that the way we view it too is whereas traditionally in other categories, flavors can be used as kind of the core function, the way we see our terpene cones is as a way of accentuating the underlying product that you're consuming, right? So if you're consuming a product, having the terpenes will elevate, the idea is it will elevate and kind of round out the experience and kind of help create that appeal.
So let's go to a break, because there's a whole lot of things we got to talk about. Namely, for those that are not watching this on video, which maybe we'll have something out there for those that go and catch it. But we're doing this on a video call, so we can actually see each other. And I can see in the background, Zig-Zag Studio. Now you have studios. I want to go and ask all about that coming up after the break. There's so much going on with digital media content you're doing right now with the creation of Zig-Zag Studios. I want to talk about that here with Eric Anwar, Senior Marketing Director of Turning Point Brands, and Vice President Lorenzo DiPlano, the makers of Zig-Zag, here on Blunt Business. We're back after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with the folks at Zig-Zag and Turning Point Brands, Eric Anwar and Lorenzo DiPlano. Let's talk about Zigzag's new digital media platform, the Zigzag Studio. Now, you're adding a variety of original content, and you have launched several new Zigzag Studios original content series. It's fascinating that the Zigzag brand is going to be associated with music, and what you're already working with so far, pretty commendable. Listen, I mean, I'm quite pleased, and I'm surprised as to who you were able to bring on for this. First of all, you have Atlantic Records R&B recording artist OG, and actually Sleepy Hollow, I remember from last year, because he had a song that went very viral with the chart-topping song 2055 that, you know, should have played on radio more, but the Billboard chart showed it, the UK, everything, just a different sound and a different feel to both of these artists. It's really interesting. And I felt like watching the videos here of not just the two, but the other sessions you already had of other artists in this, I was thinking NPR Tiny Concert, Tiny Desk Concert Series. That's what I got the vibe from when I was watching these videos. The production is fantastic. Like, it's something that, well, first of all, I think of the pandemic and I think of what inspired certain musical acts to go ahead and perform when they couldn't do it in front of a crowd. Let's create the aesthetic. Let's create the background, the backdrop that is kind of a home feel to it. And you see people that are working off of studios, they get the production, they put together a great performance, and it's kind of an onstage feel, but it is that whole concept. Talk to me about the inspiration behind this project and what went behind which artists you wanted to feature.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, this has been, you know, a project that has been in the works for years now. So it just really came to life in December of last year. And it's really an ongoing project. But one of the things that, you know, we've noticed is obviously Zigzag has such a rich history. And you know, in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, Zigzag was very much so integrated into the music side. And, you know, I think that's one thing that we wanted to bring back. And really the idea of Zigzag Studios is essentially that is like our media hub as a whole, right? And what we want to do there is really showcase creatives and artists and share their story. And so that ranges from emerging artists to established artists, and, you know, all the way through artists that are non-musicians, like photographers, painters, illustrators. And so, you know, we really want to focus all of this around creativity. We think that the product lives very closely to creativity. And so, you know, we really want to create different series and original content that displays these stories that aren't told, you know, very frequently. And I think that primarily is on the Through My Lens side, where you're seeing a lot of artists that are non-musicians being featured. And really on the studio session side, you know, it definitely took us quite some time. We're curating the artists for about a year and also planning the artists that we'd have this year in 2022. And we've been working with some very talented people. And so, you know, we've had the pleasure in, you know, working with some of the most talented musicians and artists, and it's been a lot of fun. And really, you know, when we're curating the music and we're curating the different artists that we're putting together, we're trying to hit a broad genre. So you'll probably notice that each artist kind of has their own genre. And you know, with each one of the drops, we want to release it that we want to release all of these videos that could kind of appeal to a wider audience. And then also, you know, have the playlist curated to the point where, you know, you may see an artist like Sleepy Hollow and then stumble on OG, and you learn about a new artist, you know, out the gate. And so that's what's been kind of fun about this. We're definitely working with the different artists, curating playlists, and we're excited for what the rest of the year has to offer for that.
Because for me, it's I'm fascinated with the artist you decided to bring on, OG. I would imagine Nigerian born brings that Afro beats type of feel, which is creeping its way into the mainstream somewhat. You know, CK had a big song with Love Mwantiti, which was the one that really stood out. Then you have artists like Justin Bieber and, you know, Ed Sheeran now Drake also collaborating with Afrobeats artists, that kind of idea of that. And Sleepy Hollow, not your traditional Jamaican, you know, you would not doing roots or rhythm or dance hall, doing rap, but also just a different sound, a different style to it all together. Then you have an electronic artist, you know, you're getting dance music artists, and you're doing where you have instrumental, you'll have people that are using machines, you know, beat machines, whatever, or it's just straight up vocal content. And, you know, you just have the artists up on stage. So when you were brought in to go and do this project, I mean, is there anything right now in terms of what goes into who is a good fit for the series?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things we really looked at is one of the great things about Zig-Zag is it's this kind of ubiquitous brand that has an amazing relationship with lots of different customers, myself included. And when we look at the data from, you know, a year ago to today, between our merchandise, our apparel, our video series, the features that our apparel has had on other artists as well as athletes, I mean, we were looking at numbers yesterday that showed that we've had over 99 million impressions since a year ago from just artists like Mick Jagger, who recently posted himself wearing a Zig-Zag jacket. Simultaneously, you have NFL athletes like CeeDee Lamb, who were featured with a Zig-Zag shirt on, and you had French Montana, who was wearing another Zig-Zag shirt in one of his recent music videos. So you have this explosive kind of awareness, brand awareness that's building around Zig-Zag now for the first time in, what seems like decades. And, you know, I think what all that is a testament to is, the diversity of the customer. Right. And also the diversity of the brand and, its appeal, which is something that's really unique. I think it's very rare that you have a brand that resonates with that many different types of demographics who typically, you know, some audiences might find polarizing, right? Some audiences might say, well, I'm not a Rolling Stones listener. I'm you know, more of a French Montana listener.
Right.
And what the brand has been able to do is really create a bridge between that. So I think to your point in kind of answering it in a little bit more of a short format, I think the opportunity with Zig-Zag that we see is it's very wide set brand appeal. And so we don't want to limit the brand to one genre. We kind of want to focus on working with the artists and find artists that are passionate about what they do and are kind of accelerating down their careers and, on their track to, you know, really amplify their careers. And we want to work with those artists that find that some way, somehow Zig-Zag has been or played a part in their relationship with their creative process.
I feel like you're finding those that are breaking out, starting to break out in that process. And now what I also want to find out is, I mean, the people, whoever you have right now that's where you brought in together, talk to me about the production team you have behind here, the people that are coordinating the music for you. I mean, is this something that you've brought on where you've collaborated with somebody to go and bring in the right people in for this? And talk to me about what that, how the project came together when you brought all these pieces together.
So yeah, I'll say the first piece and then I'll leave it to Eric to explain the rest. But I think really, you know, Eric and I and the team here have really been passionate about this for a long time. It took us a lot to get to the point where we could be able to do these types of things with the Zig-Zag brand and get the opportunity to do these things with the brand. And so, you know, I think that the team here has really been the key part of that process. But I don't know, Eric, if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's been here in-house. You know, I think that this has been one of our visions here for, you know, 2 years now. And so, We really have been kind of spearheading a lot of the artists and music relations and, curating like the different videos and coming up with the concepts and, developing each series, you know, very strategically. We definitely have a very talented production team that has come on board to really help us kind of achieve this vision of, what we're building out here. And, you know, we're excited to where it's come so far. And, you know, I think that there's just plenty more that we're ready to release towards the end of this year and, into next year. And so, you know, it's been something that we've put a lot of, you know, our time and energy into, and, this is really where a lot of our passion lies. And, you know, I think ultimately we've had a very talented, you know, group of people here around us to help us accomplish this.
And with that, you said it was in-house and you're based in Santa Monica, California. So it's safe to say also that the studios, are they also nearby there, or they're just within proximity of where you're at?
So the studio that we're in is really the only physical studio. This is actually our podcast studio, but all of the production is actually filmed on site. So we like to curate the specific locations, the stage design, the entire set design for the studio sessions. Really you know, we have one large set that we're doing twice a year. And then in between there, we're really curating the set to the specific artist. And then beyond that, really for the Through My Lens videos, we like to showcase those videos in the artist's natural environment. So we generally go to their studios. So,
okay. I want to actually bring up the Through My Lens real quick. Well, let's go and talk about that now. The companion video series, you're featuring visual creators. So you have brought on a lot of team here to work on this project. It's obviously with some serious talent to work on this project. So in-house, did you bring in particular people that can you tell me what maybe any various backgrounds or where they might have come from coming into this project and any kind of what was might have been on their resume and who they might have collaborated or worked with?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we've had, you know, our team's pretty diverse. And what's funny is when it came to Zigzag Studio, the real focus was, you know, Eric and myself have a long history of marketing and branding backgrounds as well as entrepreneurial backgrounds.
Sure.
So, you know, for us, it was really focused on how do we construct this thing from the ground up? You know, nothing like this had been done before for a legacy brand of our nature. You know, there are other CPG companies that had built, you know, content platforms and merchandise platforms and apparel platforms. Very few built all of them in parallel at the same time over basically a year long window. And so, you know, for us, it was much more so saying, how do we grab the tools and all the case studies from our past and apply them to this really incredible brand asset and take it into the future? And I think that's really been the unique and fun part of this process has been how do we grab this and kind of put a lens on these different artists and these different creatives. And so I think that's really the core of it has been that it's been driven by that.
Yeah. And we also have another team member here, Harlan Rain, who's also very pivotal in the curating of the artists and really has been working on the project with us all the way through. But we took a lot of these a lot of our background and experience to really build this up and to scale into what it is now.
Yeah, it's great work. I like what you have putting it all together. And, it, you know, I didn't make much yet about the Beyond the Through My Lens series, but also quite a bit of different things when you have photographers that you've brought on board, people that are doing social media, content creators, and various areas. It's really good stuff. Now, you made mention a little bit about fashion in terms of there are celebrities and there are athletes out there that are wearing swag with the Zigzag branding on it. And I want to talk about something that you did that's been limited edition that made a whole lot of headway. And there's still some available. I want to go and talk about the 1879 collection that you have featured and just kind of get a whole idea of the really, as I said in the last episode, I talked about the importance of how you're branding and packaging what you do. I mean, even when it came to, there was a great little care, it was a great size care package that you sent to us with so much swag in there. And I was like, just the attention to detail and what was put in there and just the fact you put it into a large size, looking like a French orange, you know, wrapper package, and you put that in there for us, and all of a sudden, yeah, all there, the diversity of products, and every way you feature the branding, and how this is an epitome of how every other cannabis brand needs to go ahead and follow along. They need to understand and see how important you are making a brand that is, of course, ancillary. I mean, it's available. It's been available for over 100 years. And now in the cannabis space, this is where you are leading the pack in how packaging and branding and brand placement and recognition all come into one play. And before we go into a break and I ask you about the collection, talk to me about the importance there. Just as you've been working your way into the cannabis industry and just with some of the products you've put out, that consistency of branding and recognition and placement.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so when we really think about Zigzag, one of the things we did is we sat around a room and we said, well, what is this company and what does this brand mean to us? And you know, in coming up with mission statements, one of the things we concluded was that, you know, what we wanted to really be is a company that built great experiences. And what we mean by that is an experience can mean a lot of different things. A great experience can have to do with a product. It could have to do with the way a salesperson consummates a sales transaction. It can represent how a company treats its employees.
Right.
It can represent how product or a visual narrative is shown on YouTube or through Zigzag Studio with our different collections of merchandise. But the real core focus for us was to build great experiences. And so with that core focus, that kind of became the tether that we used to focus on building and developing all the different things for the brand. And I think that as we think about the brand in the future, that continues to be something that we strive for is, you know, we always like to ask ourselves, you know, how is this, whatever decision we're making, making or building a better experience for our customers, for ourselves, for the company. And that is the core value that we keep coming back to that I think constructs that, you know, 360 degree approach that you see that you're talking about with, you know, when you get the giant Zigzag box, right? Oh, yeah. And so I think that's how we really approach the process is how do we build something that's holistic and how do we also build something that's a, you know, consistently delivering a great branded experience and a great experience for the customers and for us.
So let's go and talk more about the branding when it comes to the 1879 connection. I'm here again with Eric Anwar, Lorenzo DiPlano, Turning Point Brands, the makers of Zigzag here on Blunt Business, back after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Welcome back. We got final questions here on Blunt Business for Eric Anwar, Senior Marketing Director of Turning Point Brands, and Lorenzo DiPlano, the Vice President of Turning Point Brands, makers of Zigzag. And we're talking all about Zigzag here on the program. And by the way, do remember to go ahead and check out our episode from last August when I spoke to both Eric and Lorenzo on the program just to get some more background on just the branding and packaging discussion we had on that episode. But more here, we've talked about the new studios with the studio sessions through my lens and the various things you're doing right now, expanding the brand. And, you know, it's also kind of a take back to when you see a lot of products that were always, were you certain, you saw certain, you know, content that we made that would not just be some sponsored content because the content you're creating stands so much where it complements it great. And it doesn't feel like it's just some kind of just a marketing ploy. It's well-rounded and it makes sense and it's complimentary to what you're doing, even for just for the to say it for those that are looking for new music or new ideas, you know, being content creators yourselves and showing great content creators as well and having that all encompassed into one space with Zigzag Studio is a great idea. And I love what you've done so far. The other thing I got to tell you is when I look at how Zigzag, I almost feel like it's like almost it, maybe it's not. It's almost making yourself like its own luxury brand. Like, I almost feel like Zigzag can almost be, when you look at it in various circles, it can be look like how you might hear like a hip hop rapper talking about Balenciaga or talking about, you know, Gucci or whatever that might be out there. That Zigzag, in terms of what the products are and what you're doing with doing a limited edition apparel, which obviously stood out very well. And you release the 1879 Connections collection, Zigzag's first high-end fashion capsule drop with a range of limited edition apparel and accessories exclusively available on Zigzag.com. And by the way, Zigzag.com/studio if you want to look at the studios and check out all the videos that are available there. Listen to the great music. And you only had 150 units of each style in this 1879 collection available. A lot of these items have been sold out. So I didn't get a chance to say anything beforehand for those that got onto it, but obviously it did well. So what can you tell me about what's left and what kind of response has there been a lot of seeing more of this style fashion and anything about who was behind that you might have were surprised that was ordering some of these pieces out here? Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so that was definitely our first collection that we released as a capsule collection that was limited. And really, it paid tribute to the year that we were founded, 1879. And, one of our core values here is just unparalleled craftsmanship. And, I think we took the same approach in developing this collection. And we really wanted to make something very special for, we'll call it the very loyal Zigzag fans, customers, users. And so really, we wanted to develop the collection, you know, from start to finish. So everything that you see within the collection is very custom, right? So, you know, where you see a lot of brands, they'll slap their logo onto, you know, a random t-shirt or a random bag, you know, we really developed it all from start to finish. And it took quite a bit of time. But, you know, it was really our first launch into this capsule collection of kind of bigging back up what Lorenzo said, just continuing to develop these great experiences for our customers and striving to do that. And so it was really our first, you know, our first time doing that. And we're going to continue to release these limited edition capsule collections, all with their own theme in mind and really where we're taking the craftsmanship piece of it very seriously.
No doubt. Yeah. Now look, oh, go ahead, Lorenzo, please.
And I think one really exciting example of what Eric's talking about is the team over here developed after the 1879 collection. They released a $1,000 zigzag box and a limited edition run of 100 of those. And, you know, the focus there was, we said, let's just make the most premier product accessory possible. And we're not going to think about making money from it. We're not going to think about using cheap materials. We're going to just make the best product possible and see if there's any demand. And it was more so like a fun game. Let's see what we could do here. Let's see how crazy we can up the ante and see if people will like it and it'll resonate. And surprisingly, we launched 100 of these. We thought it was more so going to be, you know, a PR play. And we sold out of 100 of them within a week. And we didn't even get to all of our customers, which is insane. And it was a $1,000 box. I mean, I was one of the people that bought one, you know, because that's just how it works here. We don't allow ourselves to take free product. But it's one of those crazy things that just shows that if you really put the effort in and build something special, there is an audience for that. And so, yeah, that was like another example of, I think, what this team has been able to accomplish, which is really amazing.
Now, obviously, some of the product, women were going to love some of this. I mean, the duffel bags look dope. Well, can I tell you, the bags look like something I guess, you know, like out of a, I mean, it really is. Like, it's like something out of Dooney Burke or Louis Vuitton. It's like it has that, just that style. Calfskin leather, full body printing, you got gold hardware. And it's just like the look. I see the model on there. And I see, okay, obviously that casual chic kind of look with the hoodies, with the sweatpants, and then the bag. And it's like, you know, or just the shirts you have up there and just like the varsity jackets. That's just like, I mean, it is such a cool kind of feel, look to it. And I mean, has there been enough, is there a point where Zigzag, I mean, do you think the limited idea is something you want to continue, or do you think you're going to get to a point where demand's going to be so much that Zigzag's just going to have to be a standalone brand, a fashion brand that'll be even more available, pop-ups, you know, an online store that's going to always have product available? Where do you see things, because as a result of what happened with all these, the $1,000 boxes, the 1879 collection, what comes up next?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think for us, we obviously have a whole 5, 10, 15 year roadmap, you know, that we've been kind of planning out for the brand and where it's going to go. And, you know, to your point, I think that the core ethos of any really, really strong brand is something that has very widespread capabilities, right? That one day could be a fashion brand, another day could be a rolling paper brand. And, you know, I think that is the focus for Zigzag, right? Is to see how far we can extend the brand, and also to see how far we can take it from a product standpoint. And when we say product, it doesn't have to be limited to one category. And I think that that's really the unique opportunity here.
I'm always impressed with what you're doing here. Now you have all these certain products coming into play. It's just that step up for Zigzag. It's not just the French orange rolling papers anymore. It's incredible. So we've talked about a lot of products you have in here. Zigzag.com, Z-I-G-Z-A-G.com. There's so much to go and check out over there. And I mean, is there possibly anything else you might be working on right now down the line? You've already put out so much. Like I mean, said, you know, the chance of me having to come bring you back, because there'll be more things you'll have brought up, we'll have more to talk about the next time around. But is there anything right now in the works that is next? I mean, where do you think things are right now in terms of what you might have in the works, or if there's anything else you think that you have that you might be experimenting on right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, we're going to kind of keep that to ourselves. So you have a reason to bring us back on, you know, so we'll save it for that. But let's circle back in 6 months. We got a lot of cool stuff developing and we're excited to share it all.
Excellent. Thank you both for being on with us once again. Eric Anwar, Lorenzo DiPlano, Senior Marketing Director and Vice President, respectively, of Turning Point Brands and makers of Zigzag. And, you know, as I always say, listen, mate, and I'm not, you know, pointing anybody, but you know what? The stock market is not something I look at in the portfolio. But if you do choose and you have some money to go and spend, they are listed on the New York Stock Exchange, TPB, website also for investors, turningpointbrands.com. And of course, zigzag.com. Gentlemen, thanks for being on once again. Glad to have you on. And maybe a little more 6 months, but like, I mean, I usually try to keep that year gap, but I did the exception for you guys. What can I say? But let's definitely keep in touch. And let me, you know, obviously, Gabby's been wonderful to us, been always giving us the information and keeps us apprised. And so we'll keep an eye on things and, you know, let us know if anything else comes up. And let's keep the door open for having you back.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot
for having us.
Appreciate it. As always,
thank you, folks, for being and listening here on Blunt Business, as you always do. Make sure to subscribe and catch the show, as you always do, through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, where you can rate and review this show. Please give it a 5-star rating and give a shining review here for the program. And we'll talk to you next time. The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MacWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.